This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to sign up for the same newsletter that I get multiple times weekly, NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And I'd also like to thank KYAH AM 540 in Delta, Utah, for broadcasting this series of classes, the broadcast classroom of USAprepares.com. Thank you so much for your confidence and trust. Dr. Shealy and I have been talking about human nature and how it has devolved and disintegrated over the years. And during the previous hour, I talked about the Pinewood Derby. And I talked about how fathers or adults cheat so that they can help their son win or make it so their son wins. Well, I just went to eBay. And you don't even have to do any work. You, for $125, you know, it's like maybe $4 for the Pinewood Derby kit, but for $125, you can buy a pre-finished, ready-to-go, flashy Pinewood Derby race car. Yeah, with all the tricks and all, and I mean, it's one. I mean, you could spend less. I mean, if you only want to spend 80, you can get one for 80. The point is, Dr. Shealy, how can this happen? How can we take something that used to be typically a father and son, or maybe a grandmother and son, or maybe a mother and son, depending on the family structure, how can we take this event, which was supposed to build character and be a learning experience, and turn it into, we got to win. Whatever we got to do, for $135, we can win. This is nuts.
Well, once upon a time, it was called cheating, and I guess I don't know any other word for it today.
Right, and during the top of the hour news headlines, you know, Volkswagen is being sued by multiple states because they lied with their software. They manipulated their software so they could get around some of the emissions regulations. Now, some people might say, well, yeah, but, you know, they adhered to the letter of the emissions regulations, but the spirit of it, maybe they didn't. So who the heck wants to deal with a company who's involved in cheating? Not me. So that's where I get back to, Dr. Shealy. Anyone who tries to cheat me deliberately only gets one chance. Okay? As soon as I catch it, I am absolutely positively done with that company, that individual, whoever it may be. I'm done with them, and there is no second chance, because I must be stupid to sign up for a second chance. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
I agree.
Okay.
You know.
Kyle and Montana, welcome. Yeah.
Good morning, Vince, Dr. Shealy. You know, Vince, I think where you're going with this, and I believe that what has happened to our society, like Dr. Shealy said, is a lot that the government has got involved. But, you know, people become what they believe. You know what I mean? If a person believes that the economy is, if they really are willing to look at the facts and they believe the economy is fixing to actually take a huge downturn, then they start preparing. But if they really don't, then they won't. And if you take, when we took like the Ten Commandments out of schools, you know, the people saw that, you heard it, you know, you could see it up on the wall, and it became part of you. And I think part of your integrity and the type of, loyalty that you have toward people is part of a thought process that you developed when you were very young. And we're losing, we have lost, I think, all of it. You know, people just do not, like you were saying, you know, people, it's about the company making money. It's me first. It's winning at all costs. And we've lost any kind of a moral root that's built into the population. I just wondered what you thought.
Dr. Shealy, you have a comment?
Well, I think he's just summarizing where we are. And I think, again, if you look at the current political situation with the inability of our government to indict a woman who has committed utter federal treason and crime, I think it just shows you that it starts and finishes at the top. And what do you expect when the current administration is run by a narcissistic, psychopathic Muslim?
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more, you know, and I think we had a huge change under Clinton when he, you know, everybody, all of his supporters were saying, you know, it's the economy, stupid, and who cares about what he does? When you start those kind of thought processes in a society, you've really totally, that's just a mirror of what is going on in society as general. You know, it's all about what you can get, how you can make it, how are you going to survive, forget everybody else. But I got to tell you one good story, Vince. Up here in our little neck of the woods, my daughter has locked her keys in the car twice, and both times the police have showed up and unlocked her car for her. No, you know, where's your license and registration and all that stuff? You know, they won't if they're under, you know, in some kind of an emergency, but if they have time, they'll swing in and just unlock their car for her. And this was in the last year. So,
Kyle, two things. One, I apologize for not calling you back. I was under the weather. I had surgery, and I currently have been diagnosed with pneumonia. So, I haven't been returning phone calls, but the bottom, and I'm being treated for pneumonia. So, and one of those hospital-borne infections. So, I'm not myself. So, if I sound a little subdued, that's why, and that's why I didn't call you back, and I apologize for that. But there's something that you mentioned. Oh, by the way, did you say you're in Montana? Is that Mayberry, Montana?
Yeah, just outside of Mayberry, yep.
Well, you know, because that's the way it used to be in Mayberry RFD, right, the television show. And that's wonderful. Yep. I'm so glad you live there. I don't live there, but I'd like to live there. I really would. And many of us would like to live there, but that's not the case here. We're involved, we're surrounded by places where quotas and ticket contests and those kinds of things happen. And you know, I saw a patrol car, a Mustang GT patrol car, brand new, in Alabama over the weekend. Since when are the police driving Mustangs? I mean, they used to drive, you know, cruisers. So I have a feeling it has to do with, I'll tell you what, George over there, we got him a Mustang GT. Now, you got to reach a certain level of productivity, and you have to have a certain amount of initiative. Now, if you have that kind of initiative and productivity, we can get you one of those Mustangs. I have a feeling it has to do with something like that. But Kyle, you mentioned Bill Clinton, and I have a comment about that. When Bill Clinton couldn't keep his zipper up, the media, the mainstream media, were saying, well, you know, it's his private life, and you got to give him, you know, some privacy. And what he does is, in his private life, has no bearing on what he does at work. Really? At work, he was doing the same thing. Remember Monica Lewinsky? And there's a whole bunch of others. So here we have a president who's doing the same thing, can't keep his zipper up anywhere. And we think that, well, you know, he's fixing the economy. He wanted to be a rock star. Not my words, Larry Nichols' words, right here on USA Prepares. He just wanted to be a party guy, and he wanted to be the guy that everybody liked. Well, he was a guy that people liked, except for the people he put out of business by bringing China over here in a big way. So if you like these Chinese products, and if you like the fact that your company has gone out of business making them here in the United States, the person to thank is Bill Clinton. Now, how closely aligned to his wife is he? I think he's pretty closely aligned. So if she's elected, we are absolutely positively toast.
I could not agree with you more.
I predict that if Hillary's elected, there's a minimum of 75% likelihood of a civil war.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you, Dr. Shealy. I think they're, and I think this is all by design. You know, it's just like Black Lives Matter. I hate to even bring that up because, you know, they're being funded and everything by this George Soros character. And I think that, you know, they don't understand. I don't even understand people that will go into their own neighborhoods and riot and burn stores and burn their own vehicles over anything. You know what I mean? That, to me, that is insanity. And just think about this. All it's going to take is for those guys to go in and kill more cops and do something just like that. Well, in order to restore law and order, what's got to happen? There's going to be law and order. The government's going to come in with military one way or the other, and that is going to become martial law in a police state. And they are either pushing this agenda or they are unwittingly playing into it, you know, 100%. And people just cannot seem to see consequences of actions as they play it out.
Kyle, we're going to have to let you go because I have some more stories. But I've heard Black Lives Matter. I've heard Blue Lives have mattered. And I've also heard Blue Lies. Blue Lies Matter. And it's all true. Kyle, hey, thank you so much for being with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, and that's normshuley.com. Norm Shuley is a medical doctor. He's been with us for about 5 years. Dr. Shuley, back in the very, very early 90s, late 80s, we bought a farm in Virginia. And it was a very rural area of Virginia, maybe 500 people in a nearby town, but we lived outside of town. And some of the last names of the families in this town of Virginia are the famous names that came from Europe and settled in Virginia. And those are the families whose ancestors stole the land from the American Indians. And what we learned, is we tried to buy local and spend our money at the local merchants. And the old blue blood local merchants had a non-disclosed two-price structure in, like in the lumber yard. So, for example, if we bought lumber, it might be a dollar, you know, per unit, let's say. But over time, we would see someone else buying that same lumber after we did, maybe a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 days later. And it might be 80 cents. But they had one of those famous last names, you know, from the people who stole the land from the Indians. Well, when we learned that, we decided that there was greed there that we just weren't going to be part of. So we stopped doing business locally. But there's a very interesting story about preachers I want to share with you. So we had this computer business, and we manufactured computers right there on our farm. And we didn't advertise, so it was only word of mouth. And when someone came into purchase a computer, we would take out this 8.5 by 11 sheet, and it was kind of like a menu. And it had all the items on it, like to build a computer, the case. There were multiple choices of cases, computer chassis, if you will. And then you could select the size of the chassis. And we would talk about the pros and the cons of each size of chassis, and then the different motherboards and the expandability of the motherboards, and then the memory choices. There were multiple choices for computer memory. And then you could select on the speed of the processor, and then the size and speed of the hard drive, and the type of video card and modem and network cards and whatever accessories you wanted. And simply, the price was really simple. You just check off the items that you want, and then you add up the cost or the price of each one, and when you get to the bottom line, that was the price. So it wasn't like it was just one price. Everybody paid one price, unless we were bidding on a large quantity. But for all of our customers, everybody paid the same exact price. And we, you know, that was completely different from the multi or the two-tiered system that the neighborhood was used to by the local lumberyard. Well, these two preachers came in, and I sat down in order to see the sheet and to guide them through the purchase, they stood behind me. And I said, okay, we talked about the hard drive and, you know, all these items. And then I added up the price. And one of the preachers started to say, well, I think the price is, and the other guy, like, jabbed him. He was trying to say that I incorrectly added up the price and I was $200 too low, $200 even. So one preacher was jabbing the other, saying, what are you, an idiot? We can get it for $200 less if you just keep your mouth shut.
These are oh, yeah.
So here's some more of this continuation of the degradation of human nature, Dr. Shealy. I mean, did they really think we wouldn't catch it over, you know, over time? But any comments on that?
Well, I call that not quite original sin, but close to it.
Okay. So
it's plain old pure theft, dishonesty, criminal behavior, period.
Mm-hmm. So these are the preachers that are standing up at the pulpit, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, you know, we leading the flock. These are the people that the church members would look up to do the right thing. And by the way, they were the same, not those particular ones, but preachers were the same ones who were bedding down the wives of the membership. Think about that. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and I'm sharing some stories, and Dr. Shealy's commenting on them. It's about human nature. And during this segment, I'm hoping to get to the point where they impact both Dr. Shealy and me. So when I moved to Virginia, there was a farm down the road. It was called, there's a big sign over the entrance that said Still Waters. And I thought, wow. Well, there's a creek that runs through our farm and travels downhill, and they were downhill, and I guess the creek went through their farm as well, but there was nothing still about it. So I asked some of the locals about, you know, what does that mean, Still Waters, over this big sign over the farm entrance? And I was told, well, 23rd Psalm, still waters. These people are very, very religious. They're Baptists and they're very religious. I said, okay. Later, I learned that the old 1800s house that was a big farmhouse on this property and the barn was raided by revenuers years before we moved to Virginia. And the town fathers were running an illegal moonshine business. And they were detected because of the enormous amount of sugar that was being purchased for their moonshine business. And one of the guys, I guess, was found out because everyone fled as the revenues were coming. But one guy was caught because his truck was there. So the revenuers used the license plate to figure out who the owner of the truck was, and they went to the owner's place, and they said, okay, we got you. We got your truck. And he goes, great, you got my truck. Thanks. You know, it's been stolen. I've been looking for it. So these are the same, praise the Lord, you know, Baptists who claim that they don't drink, they don't smoke. Well, they don't drink and they don't smoke, you know, when their wives can see them. But these are the same guys that were running an illegal still, you know, operation. And who were they? These were the people that everyone was to look up to, you know, the town fathers. And any comments on that story?
Well, it reminds me of an aunt of mine who, when I was like 14, which is, you know, close to 70 years ago, told me that if she saw the Baptist minister coming down the sidewalk, she quickly locked the door and hid in the closet because she didn't want to let him in the house with her alone. That tells you a lot.
It absolutely does, because now I don't know firsthand, but I was told by people who had friends that the women, you know, if they had problems with their house, the preacher would say, well, you know, my dear, you know, tell me, I can help you. And the next thing, they were horizontal, okay?
Right.
And, yeah, so, you know, services, I guess service means all kinds of things when you, but, yeah, so that's what, I'd like to skip to our story, Dr. Shuley. So here it is. Now, I don't know if this is going to make your blood boil, but it makes my blood boil, and I want to get it out of my system. So for over 5 years, I've been hosting a meetup in Springfield, Missouri, and first it started at a restaurant called Ziggy's. And Ziggy's had a problem with us. We had so many people show up that we clogged up the restaurant on Friday nights, and we took over the entire place from, oh, let's say maybe 6 to midnight. Sometimes 1 in the morning, but they were open 24 hours a day. But on Friday, if you wanted to go there, and, you know, we had our PA system, and we were telling stories and teaching and, you know, that kind of thing. And it was very educational, but we clogged up the restaurant. We were asked to leave. So we left. Went to another place called Hy-Vee, and it's a large, large supermarket. We were invited to leave there after one meeting. We were talking about cell phones. And so then Ziggy's brought us back on Mondays. That was okay as long as we didn't clog up their Friday night. So Monday was good. And then ultimately that didn't work out, so we went to Jimmy's Egg. So for over 5 years, we've been hosting all kinds of meetups, and I believe that we've had well over 100 USA Preparers instructors at these meetups, and we've talked about all kinds of things. Health, wellness, John Reagan's been there talking about finance and economics. You've been there many, 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 many times, Dr. Shuley. You had blood pressure clinics multiple times. You've had diatomaceous earth studies, and you've been there for a couple meetups about the follow-up on the diatomaceous earth study. You talked about the PC electric studies. And then while these meetup people are there, they'll tell you about their ankles and their, you know, their heart and whatever other maladies they may have, and ask you for your advice and counsel. Is that correct or not?
That is absolutely correct.
Do you remember me asking you about, this is where it's going to become painful, Dr. Shuley, do you remember me asking you about your spiritual healing, and was that involved in any way, shape, or form with the dark side? Do you remember me asking you that on the
absolutely.
Air? And was it involved any way, shape, or form with the dark side?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Here's what happened. Hang on, Dr. Shuley, because you're probably going to lose your temper.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going, so keep going.
All right. Well, I found out that after you did your presentation with your spiritual healer friend, and you had your EKG machine there, and you were making a scientific medical interpretation of spiritual healing, after you left, and normally class, Dr. Shealy doesn't stay until the meetup is over. He does his presentation, and he leaves before it gets dark, and that's just the way it is. Well, after you left, Dr. Shealy, and after your spiritual healer, what would you say, partner, professional, friend, left, you both left at the same time, the guy who ran the meetup, guy by the name of, he trades by the name of Silent Night, he called for a vote to see if you should be banned from all future meetups. And here's what happened. Three people, including Dr. Howard Shane and his wife, voted, "Are you absolutely crazy? Why would anybody ban Dr. Shealy and ban this information? Why would anybody even consider thinking about that?" So there were three people that said, no, they would not ban you. Nine people whom you've known and helped enormously, Dr. Shealy, voted to ban you. And I don't know the exact number, but I'm estimating 12 said nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, please don't feel that they singled you out.
Oh,
they
no. I knew when this creep greeted me at the door before I could get in to be sure that I wasn't going to say something he didn't approve of.
Yeah, and who is he? Well, not Dr. Shealy, not only did they ban you, they banned me. So you...
Well, they have become creeping, fundamental, blank, blank, blank.
Well, I didn't know how to tell you this, and I've been sitting on this for weeks, and I thought, you know, the best thing to do would be to air it. It's absolutely an outrage, and as a result of this, I've determined I want nothing to do with those people. And, of course, now the ones who voted in your favor, of course, I mean, they're our friends, but these other people are pseudo-friends. They're alleged friends. They're actually, you know, as long as, Dr. Shealy, as long as you've got your wallet open, they'll help you unload it. As long as you've got free medical advice, they'll listen. But when it comes to defending you and saying, wait a minute, Dr. Shealy has been, other than Vin Finelli, there's no one else who has been here more often, because I've been to almost every meetup. Well, I mean, until I stopped going to them as often, because these people couldn't remember to put their cell phones in the car. And I said, if you can't remember to leave your cell phone in the car and not put me and my family at risk, then I can't be here. Well, other than me spending the most time there, Dr. Shealy, you have provided the most counsel, the most expense, the most information. The most. And that two of us have been thrown out.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Well,
I mean,
you know,
it saves us a lot of trouble going with creeps.
Somebody asked me about that, Dr. Shealy, and, you know, how I feel about it. And I said, well, how do you feel about, you know, the meetups? And I said, I sold my boat. And they said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, two happiest days in a guy's life are the day he buys his boat and the day he sells his boat. And I feel like I just sold my boat. And it's like one of the happiest days, because I don't have to do anything anymore, because these people have thrown me overboard and they've thrown you overboard. Now, when I heard what they did to you at my very first opportunity, I mean, I went ballistic. I literally went ballistic. And I was outraged, annoyed. I couldn't believe it. I picked up our PA system from the meetup, and that was it. I mean, and I want nothing to do with them. And not only that, I don't want anything to do with Jimmy's Egg, and I'll tell you why. a guy who used to be one of our instructors from Jimmy's Egg, he said, well, you know, whatever kind of meetup you guys want to have is okay with me. He didn't say, whoa, have you guys lost your minds? Norm Shealy, you want to throw him overboard? You're nuts. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. So his weakness has caused me to never go back to Jimmy's Egg. Never. So here we've helped those guys, and we've rounded up customers for over 2 years for them. And their loyalty is, well, you know, whatever you guys want to do. If you don't want to have Norm, that's okay. Whatever kind of meeting you want to have. It's all about money, Dr. Shealy. It's about money. It's about you spending your time, your effort, and your money to give these people training. It's about me doing the same thing. And it's about the restaurant making money. And if you think it's about our message and they like our message, it's not true. They don't care about our message at the restaurant. I'm talking about the owners. They care about, do we buy dinner? So I'm glad I got this off my chest.
By definition, fundamentalists have no fun.
I just can't believe the lack of loyalty. I can't believe the lack of defense on our behalf.
That's what you've been talking about all day.
That's right. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I couldn't feel more comfortable. I could not be in better company than being banned from the meetup than I am with Norm Shealy. So both of us have been banned, and I'm delighted to be side by side with you, Norm Shealy, and being thrown out. I think it's great. But
well, Vince, brother, we forged it.
Well, here's something very interesting, and of course we're going to put this behind us. We're not going to dwell on it, but I wanted to share this with our class, because if they really think that they've got friends and they can really count on their friends, and when it going gets tough, their friends are going to be with them, I suggest they really reevaluate it, because I can tell you that there's only three people that stood with us. Three people. And, you know, the meetup group wanted to know from me, could they still use the name USA Prepares at the meetup? I said, absolutely not.
You know, IQ of 80 or below is what I put that one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Dr. Shealy, so then at USA Prepares, one of the things that we try to do is figure out solutions. Now, forget the meetup group. That's history. You know, we're not going back there, that's for sure. But society in general, in our own little village, is there a way that we can fix the degradation of human nature? This spiraling down, the instead of helping the senior citizen across the street who's been beaten up by young thugs, instead of helping, we video it and put it on YouTube. What do we do to fix this? Do you have any thoughts?
I think truth ultimately. I have to believe that truth and justice always prevail, and so we're in sort of the dark night of the soul for our country as a whole, and I think to a large extent for the world, Vince. And all I can say is that light always outshines dark. And so I just keep on expressing truth as I know it. Now, interestingly, I met recently with a nurse friend of mine, and I am going to start doing frequent, maybe weekly, public information on health lectures. And I'm thinking seriously of doing it at the DoubleTree in that auditorium. And okay. So once we get that organized, then we'll have to have at least one night of be prepared, because there are many, many aspects of be prepared that I've been living for 50 years, and I think everybody needs to.
Let me know when you plan on doing that. I've spoken with you at the DoubleTree. You and I,
right.
And Dan Swindell were on stage together, and we broadcasted live. That was a lot of fun. So let me know if there's any way that I can help you. But I got to tell you, Dr. Shuley, when you do these things for free, people expect more and more and more. And I'm not saying we have to make money, but I'm saying there's got to be a point where there's got to be some loyalty. Some.
Yep.
It seems like it's a one-way street. Let me tell you a very quick story.
Well, we're going to have stuff to hand out, and we will have to, when you come, and even when you're not there, if you want, we can put out information about you and your site.
Well, I'm delighted to be side-by-side with you, Dr. Shuley. I want to share something very quickly. Over the weekend, I gave two seminars. And I said during one seminar class, you know, if you don't get your money's worth at at this preparedness event, if you don't think you get your money's worth, you're getting your money's worth from my seminar, ask for a refund. And I've done that 11 times. No one's ever asked for a refund. So I thought, you know what, Sunday's seminar, I better not do that. I'll just say, you know what, if you don't think this is the best use of your time, and you're not going to get any time back, if you think that this is not the best use of your time, I suggest you leave and do something that is the best use of your time, or you think is. You know what happened, Dr. Shuley? Within a half an hour, half of the seminar group got up and left.
Hey, so, Vincent, keep the faith, baby.
Well, I'm convinced I need to stay home more and not waste so much time. Dr. Shuley, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your medical knowledge and dispensing information. NormShuley.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
If you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food, do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.